bald.
Okay. Can you think of anything, or have you ever eaten anything that is made from the hog's head?
Yeah, sow's meat.
Okay. Do you like it?
Yeah.
My grandmother used to think that there was not anything like that. And you can buy it in the stores.
Yes, you sure can.
After she was old and couldn't make it, she used to always be having me looking for it. Do you know of anything that the liver is used for? Any special thing that you'd make from the liver, or any preparation for the liver? Meat liver?
I'm looking at sliced liver.
Okay. Have you ever heard of liver pudding?
Yeah, Miss Williams used to make them, but I didn't ever like them.
Uh-huh. Have you ever known of anything that was done with blood as far as cooking was concerned?
With duck blood?
Blood pudding or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Doesn't sound very appetizing, does it?
No.
Have you ever known of anything that any type of meat juice that you put bread in and ate it? Have you ever heard that by any particular name? You know, you just took like where you cooked boiled meat or something, and you put bread in it.
Beef.
Meat. Either one, I think.
You have beef broth.
Mm-hmm. You could put bread in there. Okay. If butter is old and it's been around, you know, for several days, and you say that's not good, or it doesn't taste good anymore, you think of any term that's used for that? The butter is
most times we say the butter's stale.
Okay. I guess growing up in Louisville, as I did, I was saying that you're familiar with cows and milking and milk and this sort of thing. Did you ever churn?
Yes, with a dasher.
Okay. Milk, before you're ready to churn it, you put it in the churn and it has to
sour,
all right. After
a clabber.
Okay. And then what does it look like when it's sour or clabbered?
Chunky looking to me.
Okay. A type of cheese, I've never made any, but I know that it can be, you know, made. I think probably now we mostly buy it. A lot of people their own diets eat it. White.
Cottage cheese.
Okay. Have you ever made any cottage cheese?
Long time ago, I believe we made some at Woodville. But I've even forgotten that you've made it.
I ate some once that had been made, but it seemed to me that it was sort of sour.
Mm-hmm.
Do you cook pies very much?
No, not too much, but I used to when my children were small.
Mm-hmm.
But now all of them's fat. Look like that's all we do is just eat.
Well, I tell you, that's hard not to sometimes. If you make a pie in a big pan and you put a lot of juice in it, maybe it's a fruit pie.
Make a cobbler pie.
Okay. Does your family like cobbler pies?
No, my children don't even like sweets too much.
Uh-huh. I'm primarily a boy likes them too much. If you make a sauce that it's sweet, that you put on some kind of dessert, can you think of anything that you might call it? Something that you pour it over, or you might pour over
a chocolate sauce.
Okay, you can make that. If you